I'm Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team won a non-conference battle against Riverdale 67-52 last night. The visiting Bulldogs jumped to a 12-point lead 40-28 at halftime and maintained it despite a comeback by the Chieftains that pulled them to within 4 points 44-40 in the second half. Bulldogs senior Devin Iam led all scorers with 27 points. Also, Cody Burns scored 11 of his 13 points in the first half for Ithaca when he came off the bench to hit 3 three-pointers. Houston Bolin added 11, Caden Keller 8, Ethan Berkram and Sam Jones each had 4 points. Ithaca struggled at the free throw line, making 8 of 23 attempts. Riverdale was paced by junior Bevan Dennis, who had 17, including 3 three-pointers. Owen Blankenship scored 14, Henry Drone totaled 11, Enriel Gantula totaled 8, and Landon Kenyon hit 2 free throws. The Chieftains were 6 for 10 from the line. The Bulldogs won the JV game 60-48 over Riverdale. Following the 67-52 varsity win, Ithaca is now 2-1 and will play again tonight when they host Wanewoc Center for Parents' Night. Riverdale at 0-3 will play at North Crawford tonight. Elsewhere in boys basketball, it was Fenimore over Waseca Steuben 48-34, Lancaster 66, Belleville 58, Iowa Grant 58-28 over Prairie du Chien, Platteville 79, Poinette 70, Royal 60, Seneca 53. Highland got a win in boys basketball over Schulzburg 64-53, Darlington 81, Dodgeville 53, Westby 80, Brookwood 53, Barneveld over River Ridge 75-54, and Belmont was a winner against Benton 67-43. Now girls basketball, Fenimore was a winner over New Glarus 46-42, Potosi-Cassville over River Ridge 64-38, Baraboo 63, Reedsburg 52, Wisconsin Dells 84-54 over Mauston. Tonight's area schedule features Lancaster playing at Richland Center. The Hornets are coming off their first win of the season, a victory against North Crawford earlier this week. I asked Coach Jeremy Cooey of the Hornets about that win for Richland Center.
It was definitely a huge win for us to get that first one of the season and, kind of knock the dust off the rim and finally get to scoring where we need to be.
Yeah, you had a pretty balanced attack that night, didn't you?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, we were led. Ella Clements had her breakout game, so it was good to see her play up to her level. And then, outside of that, we had really had pretty balanced scoring across the board, so it was really nice to see the girls all come together and play the other night.
Richland Center host Lancaster will have that game tonight from Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com. The Platteville girls play at Dodgeville, River Valley at Prairie du Chien, Viroqua at Toma, Cashton at Brookwood, Bangor at Hillsboro, Royal at Nisida, New Lisbon at Wanewoc Center. Riverdale is at Southwestern and Boscobel at Iowa Grant. In the Ridge End Valley, North Crawford at Waseca Steuben, Kickapoo at DeSoto, and Ithaca Weston at Lafarge. In boys basketball, Wanewoc Center plays at Ithaca. For the Bulldogs, it is Parents' Night. Prairie du Chien at Viroqua, Riverdale at North Crawford, Wisconsin Dells at Mauston, Lafarge at New Lisbon, Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, and Potosi-Cassville at River Ridge. Wrestling action, Riverdale is at home. They are taking on Boscobel and Dodgeville tonight in a meet at Riverdale High School. Tomorrow, the season gets underway for the Richland Center girls wrestling team. They will be hosting an invitational. Lots of teams involved in that, including Adams Friendship, Amherst, Aquinas, Assumption, Blair Taylor, Boscobel, Cashton, Edgerton, Hillsboro, Kickapoo Lafarge, Mauston, Montello, New Lisbon, North Crawford, Poinette, River Ridge, Royal, Spencer, Toma, Watoma, West Salem, Westby, and Westfield Middle School. Richland Center boys on the road at Royal. Lots of teams involved in that event. The River Valley wrestling team, the boys will be at the Reedsburg Invitational, wrestling to start tomorrow at 9:30. Bowling scores from yesterday in the Coffee Clutch League. The Gutter Gals in 18-28. Spare Parts, 18-17. Three Aces, 17-77. Three Aces had the top game, 6-56. Holy Rollers, 6-26. Gutter Gals, 6-24. Top series, Marlene Geary of 4-96. Vicky Neff, 4-93. Patty Labansky of 4-91. Top game, Patty Labansky of 2-12. Marsha Mahatka, 190, Marlene Geary a 186. Splits picked up Barb Burns a 510, Lila Kraska a 5-6, Tammy Schwingle a 2-5-7, Judy Shireman a 3-10 in Coffee Clutch Bowling. And from the All-Star Bowling League, Culligan Water Store, 2832. Joan Chevrolet, 2806. Midnight Repair and Fabrication, a 2799. Top game, Midnight Repair and Fabrication, a 988. Joan Chevrolet, a 985. Alana Springs Campground, a 963. Top series, Chris Gerber, a 641. Kevin Genthy, a 639. Chris Pardoon, a 627. Top game, Ken Nix Jr. at 256, Chris Gerber 233, Jake Morris 227, Colleen Schrader Bold a 492, 96 above average. Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo could be out of action for up to 4 weeks with a strained calf. ESPN reported the result following an examination. This is the second time the two-time MVP has been sidelined with an injury. So far, Milwaukee has a 2-5 record with its top player not playing. Despite multiple reports, Bucks coach Doc Rivers is disputing the idea that Giannis has asked the team to trade him. Jamar Gibbs and the Detroit Lions have beaten the Dallas Cowboys to help their playoff chances. Gibbs ran for 3 touchdowns last night, 44-30, the win for Detroit. Gibbs' final score was a 13-yarder with 2:19 left that sealed a much-needed win for the Lions. Detroit avoided losing consecutive games for the first time in more than 3 years. The Cowboys had surged into postseason contention with a 3-game winning streak. But against the Lions, the NFL's top-ranked offense had to lean on powerful kicker Brandon Aubrey too much, and Dallas's revitalized defense was humbled. The Packers practice outside in 11-degree weather Thursday, getting acclimated to conditions expected for Sunday. Starting safety Javon Bullard was limited at practice because of an ankle injury.